Released 5 studio albums before going on an indefinite hiatus in 2016. According to police, Payne died after falling from the 3rd floor of a hotel room in Argentina. He was 31 years old. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
More than a dozen relatives of the convicted Menendez brothers called for their release from prison after the 1989 killings of their parents. The brothers admitted to the crime, but at the time said they feared their parents were about to kill them to prevent the disclosure of the father's long-term sexual molestation of Eric. Their aunt, Joan Anderson Vandermolen.
It's time to give them the opportunity to live the rest of their lives free from the shadow of their past.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
There were more than 20 family members gathered here in front of an audience, easily more than 100. Many of the media, all of those family members really corroborating those allegations of abuse, while also calling on the district attorney here in Los Angeles to review that evidence and to overturn that initial sentencing.
Former President Donald Trump speaks before an all-female audience for a Fox News town hall in Georgia. The topic of in vitro fertilization came up.
The Democrats tried to attack us on it, and we're out there on IVF even more than them. So we're totally in favor of it.
Vice President Harris has returned to Pennsylvania, where she says of her Republican challenger,
it is clear Donald Trump is increasingly unstable and unhinged.
The fate of a Texas man who is scheduled to be executed tomorrow night will be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. KRLD's L.P. Phillips reports.
The court now has before it Robertson's claim that he is actually innocent, that his daughter died in 2002 from something other than shaken baby syndrome. It also has the response by the state that the courts have already gone over this, that even setting aside the possibility of shaking, the testimony at the trial established that the child died from multiple blunt force traumas. The Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles voted 6-0 against recommending clemency. Supreme Court typically issues day of death penalty decisions in the afternoon. LP Phillips for CBS News, Dallas.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The University of California, San Diego has become the first major public college in the country to require undergraduate students to take a course in climate change, no matter their major.
UCSD Professor Catherine Barbeau.
There's a lot of misinformation out there on climate change science.
Anthony is a chemical engineering major.
As an individual, to learn enough so you can construct your own way of thinking.
Angela Gushikin is a senior.
I would say, yeah, it's okay, but if you're somebody in another major, maybe it's not as applicable to you.
Students can choose among such classes as planetary health, politics in natural disasters, and energy economics. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
On Wall Street, ExxonMobil and other energy producers stabilized today after tumbling with the price of crude oil. Stocks in the chip industry also held up better a day after a market-shaking warning from Dutch supplier ASML. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 30s. Sunshine continues for tomorrow. Pleasant day with highs in the mid-60s. A continued warming trend for Friday and the weekend with sun. Upper 60s Friday and Saturday, low 70s Sunday. It's 42 right now.
WRJN.
Wayne Spread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. Well, since she put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I know I wouldn't take much time for you to help her on the help me get her out of my heart. Help me run, help me run.
Just my imagination. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive in Mount Pleasant in the C Lobby. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the C Dining Room. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant. Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You
should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there.
Timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back. end. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside. Passed around the plate at the end of it all. I didn't
the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got. flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you I can't go wrong. Then put your
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. During a Fox News town hall in Georgia with an all-female audience, former President Donald Trump says when the topic of in vitro fertilization comes up...
I'm the father of IVF, so I want to hear this question.
More from CBS's Nicole Killian.
The procedure has been around for nearly 50 years. An official with the Trump campaign told CBS News the former president was simply reaffirming his support and made the comments in jest. But it was no laughing matter for his opponent, the vice president.
Donald Trump, I found it to be quite bizarre, actually called himself the father of IVF. And if what he meant is taking responsibility, well, then, yeah, he should take responsibility for the fact that one in three women in America lives in a Trump abortion ban state.
Singer Liam Payne, formerly of the group One Direction, has died in a fall from a third floor of a hotel balcony in Argentina. Police say they got a call about an aggressive man, possibly under the influence, and when they arrived, say they found a man who had thrown himself from the balcony of his room. This man outside of the hotel in Buenos Aires.
I can't explain how I'm feeling right now. I'm shaking. I can't believe what is happening right now.
Authorities are investigating the circumstances of Liam Payne's death. He was 31. The Navy has found wreckage of a fighter jet that crashed yesterday during training in Washington State. The crash site was on a mountainside east of Mount Rainier. They continue to search for two aviators who were on board the EA-18G Growler. Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric, are currently serving life without parole for murdering their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez, in 1989 in their Beverly Hills home. But now the district attorney is examining new evidence. And CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports a number of family members spoke out today for their release.
Lyle and Eric Menendez had always claimed the shotgun killings were self-defense, arguing they were subject to constant physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. The first jury deadlocked. In the second trial, the judge severely limited claims of sexual abuse, and jurors voted to convict.
Mexico's ex-security chief, Genaro Garcia Luna, has been sentenced to over 38 years in a U.S. prison for drug trafficking. He was convicted in 2023 of taking millions of dollars to protect the Sinaloa cartel, which he was supposedly combating. At least three people have died and four others injured after a bridge in Simpson County, Mississippi, collapsed while work was being done at the site. WJTV-TV's Melanie Christopher reports.
According to MDOT, the bridge had been closed since September 18th as part of a bridge replacement project, and contractors from T.L. Wallace were in the process of demolishing the bridge.
This is CBS News.